when I got off in Norfolk, the crew came on board to install radar on the ship. We never had radar while I was on it.
Maybe, can you talk a little bit about what it's like being in a radio room?
Yes.
What your daily work routine would be like?
Well, the important, on a troop ship, there were three radio operators. So we covered it with three tricks. And so you'd relieve the operator who was on duty. There would always be somebody there. And then you'd have a log. There was a 8.5 by 10 inch log with lines on it for times and for stations. If you contacted a station, you had to log that and what that message was about. You had to check the Bureau of Standards for the time to get a time tick so you could set your watch and the ship's watches to the correct time, which was important for sightings. For sightings, you had to get the time within a second in order to have the sightings from the bridge accurate. So one of our jobs was to do that. The other was to enter an entry in the log proving you were on duty every 15 minutes. It was usually a signal that you heard on the air. You'd put down a signal that you heard, or if you were on the air, you would do it. And every half hour at the quarter after and 45 after, there was a silent period. And during the silent period, every ship and shore station had to remain silent in case a weekly broadcast signal of distress was on the air. You could hear it. And so there was always, you'd listen for 3 minutes. During that 3 minutes, you would be alert for distress or any other station. See the markings on the clock? That's the silent period marking.
And so during that silent period, what communications would come through?
It'd come to an end. You would not, no shore station would call you. If a shore station called you, you wouldn't answer.
What was it being kept clear for?
For distress.
Okay.
For possible emergencies.
Right.
It was very important during the war.
Yeah.
Although most transmissions were not made. Only distress or emergency signals were on the air during the war. And that was part of the routine that we learned at Huffman Island. We stood phantom watches in order to know how to fill out logs and how to deal with things.
So standing watch would just be listening, basically, and recording any communications that come across the wire?
Yes, right. And after the war, of course, the captain would give you messages. Or you could even send private messages. Like a crewman wants to send his wife and say, we're arriving tomorrow. I first learned about the birth of my first daughter in a radiogram from my wife.
Really?
Yes, I was on duty. I copied the message. Margaret born today. But I was only at sea a day, and I saw her the next day get down from Providence, Rhode Island.
That was later in your career.
Yeah, but it was later, yes.
Yeah.
Much later, after I got married.